Paul Davis joins us now. We're thrilled he could be with us. As Paul mentioned, ESG, and I get the whole international thing. It's still on fire, not America. What's the future of ESG?
Well, I don't think it's going anywhere. I think the current administration certainly, I think, chilled the immediate prospects for it in the U.S. Lots of companies that have rushed into the space because it was sort of the hot dot back in 2020 and 2021. Started getting letters from Jim Jordan, as an example, asking them to explain their membership in organizations like Climate Action 100.
Yeah, but you're foundational on this at the Hennessy Sustainable ETF. I get there was a vogue to it. Paul and I had to live it here. It was like, oh, so in. Now what in America for ESG?
Well, I think ESG, if you break it down, all it is a proxy for finding a well-managed company. So as PMs at the Hennessy Sustainable Fund, what we're actually doing is we are using, by the way, AI and machine learning to analyze fundamentals of companies. And then we've essentially built a framework where we're looking at up to about 25 different off-balance sheet risk factors that relate, in some cases, to governance, things like dual share class. Mm-hmm. Certainly environmental behavior and footprint and intentions. And ultimately we're scoring companies, and then we're investing at the intersection of those. And that when we score companies from an ESG standpoint, it's relative to their industry group peers. So we're not comparing Nucor with Coca-Cola, we're comparing it with Steel Dynamics or other companies in that industry. And at the end of the day, we end up investing in companies that we think on balance are well managed and have strong underlying fundamentals and are paying attention to some of these off balance issues. And it's not more complicated than that, but that's much more in depth than what most of the industry does, which is to go buy a rating, slap it on a portfolio, charge a little bit more, and call it ESG.
So what screens well for you these days under your parameters?
On the fundamental side?
Yeah. Or just kind of within your whole framework that does include, sustainability and that type of thing.
There is no single answer to that question. Okay. I would say on the fundamental side, momentum, obviously,
yep.
Earnings growth, return on capital. These are all things that I think are getting additional weight lately. Every industry is very different.
Yeah, Paul. Here we go. Remember the Sears Roebuck Christmas catalog?
Sure.
You'd sit in the living room on your knees, look at the silver tone guitar amp, the whole thing. The adult Sears Christmas catalog, and you put it on your desk so you're cool, is the Grainger catalog, the big book. It's what manly men put on. I got a boring company, 10 cents net income, maybe 16, 17 cents EBITDA, dividend gross, okay. They're getting it. Grainger's getting it done. And they're popping for the last 20 years, Apple-like returns, 21.6%. I think it's all SIP Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Bill Davis, Grainger, you're killing it with this thing. Discuss.
Yeah. Grainger, Grainger's been in and out of our portfolio for 12 years. We've always liked the company. It's always been well run. From an ESG standpoint, it's not doing anything special, but it's definitely in the top half of its peer group.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of company that frequently finds its way into our portfolio. Also, Nucor is another example. People ask me all the time, what's an ESG manager doing with a steel company in your portfolio? Well, we need steel, mm-hmm. right? We need steel to make things in this country. And the reality is that Nucor is actually, as it turns out, the largest recycler in America. Wow. They recycle 22 million tons of scrap metal into electric arc furnaces as opposed to blast furnaces, and that's about 70 or 80% more less carbon emitting.
Mm-hmm. Technology, particularly semis, that's an area you guys focus on. What's the call there?
Well, today isn't a good day to be making a call, is it? The call there is that, I think the hyperscaler end of the AI world is a huge bubble, and I think it's going to end badly. And it's got you know, they say that every bubble that bursts has either a real estate sort of, you know, overspend, loose money, or tech over exuberance. What's interesting about the AI thing is it's literally got all three things.
It's a hat trick of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a terrible place to be, and I think it's going to ultimately cause some significant damage to our economy and the market. However, the chips, I think, are, it's a bit of a different story because, number one, in the near term, chips are getting certainly a lot of order book from the hyperscalers, but they're also getting order books from robotics, from increasingly from quantum computing, from retooling. And as AI moves from training models into inference models, those require less compute, but they require specialized chips. And companies like AMD are really moving hard into that space.
It's all domestic. Can you buy, to Paul's point on ESG, can you buy international ESG? Is there ESG in the United Kingdom? What's another hotspot?
Just
France, all of Europe. Are there opportunities there?
Well, in this fund, it's a domestic fund, so no.
Okay.
But I do agree with you that companies in Europe, ASML is a good example, talking about the AI space. I mean, they are massively important company that are building the machines that actually make the chips. So, and they're based, I think, in the Netherlands. So there's a lot of, look, in Europe, people don't talk about ESG because everybody is already doing it. So they don't need to, it's just become ingrained into how portfolios are constructed.
Right.
In the US, it's not that way.
This has been wonderful.
Yeah.
Don't be a stranger. Where are you based?
I'm in Boston.
You're in Boston?
Yeah, but I'm not a Red Sox fan. I know, it's complicated.
It's complicated.
I've been living behind enemy lines for a very long time.
Good morning, 99 FM. He's a marked man. Bill Davis in Boston. Remind him of the juggernaut that is the Boston Red Sox. Hennessy Sustainable ETF. Don't be a stranger. Please come back. Wear your Yankee merch if you have to. You know, Paul will love you for it.